Hypernatural, the best men's polo shirts of 2024 as voted by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, and button-ups that deliver an unmatched comfort and style, featuring Hypercool J technology for natural cooling. Enjoy an exclusive discount with my promo code DANDZ, and that can be used at hypernaturalstyle.com.
Order up. It is time for us to order up.
Order up.
This week, we are beginning our Major League Baseball division by division preview. And like always, we start with the division of the champs. Gee, I wonder who that is. That would be the Los Angeles Dodgers again. So we will be ordering up the National League West from five to one. What do you got, D?
Well, we'll start off with the Chris Bryant-less Colorado Rockies. Since he'll be seeing the first 57 games, nothing that really matters. Because this guy doesn't play. I mean, this is just ugly. It's ugly. Colorado Rockies will finish in fifth. Number four, I've got the Diamondbacks. They're bookended by Nolan Arenado on one side and Carlos Santana on the other side. That is a very, very old way to play the corners, man. Yikes. Number three, I've got the Giants. They just don't have the talent to compete with the Padres or the Dodgers. Number two, I've got the Padres, all the talent in the world to compete with the Dodgers. I think they can compete. Let's just put it that way. I think Michael King is a good pitcher. They have solid people in every position. Let's put up or shut up time. And number one, in all your hearts, what $55 million payroll buys you is a division and eventually a World Series title. So I've got the Dodgers coming in first. What do you got, Z?
Discover Afuera Coffee's vibrant flavors from certified Rainforest Alliance farms in Central and South America. Enjoy rich, smooth, and aromatic brews while supporting sustainability. Taste excellence with every sip. Use our promo code DNZ for an exclusive 15% discount only at AfueraCoffee.com. That's AfueraCoffee.com. 15% off using our promo code DNZ.
It's okay. We know.
Yeah. I think I've made myself clear.
You can just agree with me. It's fine.
I do have some.
You're not going to move anything around.
I have some tweaking.
Oh, you do. Okay.
I do, but I'm not tweaking the Colorado Rockies. But my tweak would be contraction.
Maybe Derek Carr can help them out.
Possibly. Honestly,
maybe you could do
possibly.
A magic show or some stand-up comedy before the fucking games.
Take the early flight home from San Diego. Maybe it's possible. It's gonna jump out of the closet. It's like some goddamn magic show. Absolutely. Why not? Like, if that,
I think when he came home, his wife was like, "Did you really say that?
Are you high?
Are you smoking again?
God damn it!
I've been praying for you.
Pee in this cup right now. Pee in this cup. Oh my god!
The situation." What situation?
I don't know.
The whole
know.
Team got the black plague.
There you go.
Replacement players.
I'm ready.
I think you got the wrong sport, Derek. The lockouts in the end is in the Major League Baseball, not the National Football League.
Why not? You know, he's got the money. I don't think he needs the money at this point. It's about the principle. So the Rockies, you got Kyle Freeland, you got Chase DeLander, you've got Michael Lorenzen. Like.
Who?
Exactly. Their pitching is fucking horrible. Like, Senzatella's still there. I just don't understand it. Like, they cannot seem to get anything going on the mound. Like, Offensively, I don't know where they're scoring runs. But Hunter Goodman, he's decent. You had, you know, Brenton
Charlie
Doyle.
Blackman still there?
No, he retired. Brenton Doyle was their lone all-star representative last year. They brought in Mickey Moody.
Hampton still there?
No. They brought in Jake McCarthy from Arizona. They brought in Mickey Moniak. They're relying on a lot of kids. And, oh, they brought in Willie Castro. Yeah. So, that's that. Firmly in last. Possibly challenging for the all-time loss record. And see, single, you know, they might give the White Sox a run for their money. Possibly. Fourth place. I'm taking the Giants. I don't believe in the Giants. I don't believe in the Giants. Yeah, Robbie Ray is there. Which Robbie Ray is showing up? Tyler Mahle's there. Eh, doesn't do anything. For Adrian Hauser, meh. You have Logan Webb. I like Logan Webb. Like, that's
beast.
Fun. Solid player.
He's on my fantasy team every year. He's a beast.
He's a good. That's a good pick. That's a good one.
He goes in there and he faces the Dodgers and he faces the Padres and he mows them down.
Yeah.
No, he don't care.
That bullpen, like, you have guys like Buteau, you have Foley, you have Gage. You're going to have, like, Sam Henke's. He got some players in there, but it's kind of not great. Their infield's a fucking mess. A lot of pop, but a lot of strikeouts. Arias is singles all day, every day, for the rest of your life. And that outfield. Harrison Bader? Is that Jung Ho Lee? Like, that's what we're doing here? It's just not great. Not great whatsoever. Third place. You figure that Corbin Burnes has to pitch this year, and he's going to be better because he didn't play. So I'm going to go with the Diamondbacks. I think that they have enough there. They have Nelson, they have Fott, they have Corbin Burnes, they have Eduardo Rodriguez. They have some good pitching. They have some pretty good pitching, and the bats aren't terrible. They have no catchers to speak of outside of Gabriel Moreno, but Gabriel Moreno's all right. Like, his backup is James McCann. Like, oh, who knew he was still in the league? I didn't. I thought his career ended when he left the Mets. Good job there. Apparently it's a witness protection program. You still have Ketel Marte. They didn't trade him. Perdomo's good. You have Pavin Smith. You have Corbin Carroll. There are players out there. They're going to hit. They're going to score runs. And they have better pitching than the Giants, but I don't know if it's elite pitching to go with the top of the division. Second place, the Padres. Absolutely. Minor retools. Not sure what Yu Darvish is going to do. Allegedly, he was going to retire, but apparently he's not going to retire.
So strange.
You know, you brought King back. They're linked to Zach Gallen. So if they bring in Gallen, that's actually pretty good.
In division?
Yeah. So he's a free agent. So why not?
Oh.
So why not?
Damn.
So
I wish the Braves would pull him.
I mean, he's still out there. Like,
he had a shit year.
That's what it is.
He had a shit year.
You brought in, you're now going to have a full year of Mason Miller. Is Pavetta still going to be who he was last year? Is Greasy Joe still going to be good? Like, they're solid all the
way
around.
Their window's closing too, man.
It is, but they can get like one or two more years out of this. Mm-hmm. Of their all shortstop infield. Like, they totally can do that. And then, you know,
Arise went to the Giants, right?
Arise went to the Giants, yeah. So that experiment didn't work. We'll see what, you know. I'm not sure, like, who's going to play first for them. Maybe Cronenworth, but still plenty of pop, and they're still going to be a wild card team. Was there any doubt? First place, when you can field this Death Star of a roster. If they finish in anything less than first place with anything less than 103 wins, because they're projected at 102.5. So anything less than 103 wins is a disappointment for this team. That's the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's absolutely absurd. It's an embarrassment of riches. And this is what's going to kill the league. Because you can fill your entire team from top to bottom with ridiculous all-stars, right? Teoscar Hernandez, Tucker, Otani. Like, Andy Páez is probably the weakest link, right? Because you're going to have Muncy, Mookie, Freddie. Jesus Christ.
Jesus is on the team too?
He might be. He might be at this point. Well, how much are they deferring? How much are they deferring Not for it. Jesus? Just trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? But, I mean, Sasaki.
Tommy Edman. Yeah,
Tommy Edman. Sasaki. Yamamoto.
Wait, who's the new guy they got?
They brought in Snell. They got
Glasnow.
They got Diaz.
Who's the guy they just signed? The one that everybody was fighting over, and then he went and signed there anyway. The outfielder from the Cubs.
Kyle Tucker.
Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker. So, but, dude, this is absolutely absurd. And then whoever doesn't make the rotation, we'll stick you in the bullpen and come World Series time. Tyler Glasnow, you're gonna be my closer. Fuck out of here with this shit. This is ridiculous.
Crazy.
I didn't even mention Blake Snell. Snell. You have Snell. You have Trinan. You have fucking Tanner Scott. They're like, Jesus Christ. Jesus. It's going to take something. It's going to take some massive... I can't even... catastrophe. That's the only thing that... The only way I can describe this for them not to get to the World Series would be a fucking catastrophe. With this level.
They've already tasted it. They know what it's like. It's inevitable. There's nothing. They know how to play the game too. They know they just have to play the last 2 months of the season.
Thanos. I'm glad you said it's inevitable. It's Thanos. That's what this is.
Completely. I am inevitable.
So who
There's
is going to
Iron Man? No. Iron Man.
No. Who's going to snap this shit? I don't know. Who's going to assemble the team?
Who's going to assemble the team?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who are the Avengers? I don't know.
I don't know. They're working on it.
Dude, this is Infinity War. We're in Infinity War right now.
You're right. We're in the end game now.
Yeah.
Won last year, so we're in the end game, as Doctor Strange would say it.
Great. I don't know. I don't see it. But expect the Dodgers to be there waiting for the AL representative.
And then they'll crush them.
Yeah. Unless
maybe. Maybe it's Detroit.
Detroit or Toronto. Like, those are the only hopes, right? Those are the only ones to come back
pitching.
On.
You need somebody that can shut those guys down.
Yeah.
And their three might be able to do it.
Well, Bassett's a free agent. Just wait for him to sign with the Dodgers. I'm just waiting for that. I'm waiting for Bassett.
Be getting him. That'd be great.
That would be good. I mean, a reunion with the Mets wouldn't be bad. He's a solid pitcher. Chris Bassett is an underrated pitcher. But, yeah, I don't know. You're going to need a friggin' rotation of Nolan Ryan, Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax, Tom Seaver.
They're still going to put up six runs.
Jesus Christ. But those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast and drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ and let us know if we're being too much here. Is there any hope? If there's any hope, just please tell us. Give us that little ray of light. But until then, It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the American League West.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.